y así me pongo. Oh yeah.
Welcome into the 2018 Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast, the Rossi Report. Wow, that was a hot. I'm going at this live. If you don't know what that means I'm not just recording this and editing it later. I'm doing it live, and this will be a live-time reaction because the results have finally come in for the very controversial survey. That's such a jam. Anyway, so here we go. I'm going to give you a live reaction. We're going to go right down the questions. I'll give you the results and kind of where we stand now. I'm going to be uploading this to Podomatic again. I think this may be back on iTunes. Sorry, last week I just wanted to get something out there. I want to bring this back and do it as often as possible. We'll also talk about future guests. Hopefully we can do that and have some of you guys join the show if and when you want. And we'll go over some of the feedback. So we'll just start with the survey. First question on the survey was PPR. Do you want it to be a full point or a half point? And 66.6, Blake, .7. Went half point. So it will be a half point PPR. That means every reception will be 0.5 points. The second question. How do I go to the second question on this? Told you, I'm going at this legitimately live. I thought I just had to scroll down. That's not the case. So I go like this. You know, this is embarrassing. This is like, I'm like a young Mike Francesa right now. It's like, okay, let's see. I got 12 survey respondents. Analyze. Oh, here we go. Sorry about that. An additional non-league punishment for people finishing in last. I, dressing like a Statue of Liberty tax person, a whopping 75% said no. Then we had teams that don't make the playoffs pay for the champion the following season. Ninth place would be 25, 10th, 50, 11th, 75, 12th, 100. So I'd make $250 for the champion. This was a suggestion from a member. They actually wanted it to be for first place. But either way, I said, let's see how the results come out. And maybe we could do something about that. And this is one of the ones that people were worried about tanking. People think people tank. So this is a way to avoid it. What I fear, and you'll see as the results continue on, people aren't necessarily – I think people want people to tank so they can have something to talk about and do the trades and – you know, say, no, I want that person kicked out. I think that's a little bit. But the other side of it is I think people are scared that they are not going to make the playoffs. So this one came down 50-50 split. So that tells me that there is a thirst for it. But people are scared enough that they're going to finish and their team's going to suck that they have to pay more. So we'll come back to this one. If you don't make the playoffs, you lose a keeper. This is Fairdom 101. 11 of you voted no. And I actually might have been one. I actually don't remember what I voted off the top of my head. I just made the survey, then I vote so that, you know, I can get mine out of the way. But one person said yes. One person. So the rest of you are terrified. Terrified that if you don't make the playoffs, you lose a keeper. This is where we have to draw that line. Like, where is it? But this one, there's no controversy here. People do not like that. Number five, eliminate trading of any draft picks. 66.6, Blake, 7. 8 votes said no. So we will not be eliminating any and all draft picks. But if no, eliminating draft, trading draft picks from rounds 1 and 2. So we went from one person voting yes for four people voting yes to eliminating draft picks to a 50-50 split again, 6-6 voting on getting rid of rounds 1 and 2. So I think we have to keep this thing on the table here because, again, there's a thirst for people understanding, like, we shouldn't trade those picks because these are the issues that people are having with the league. But at the same time, it didn't push through cleanly. Starting week 1, regardless of an infraction, penalty should go as follows. First offense, loss of keeper. Second offense, loss of keeper and first-round pick. Third offense, lifelong banned from the league. Again, people, I think, are terrified. 6-6 again, 50-50 split right down the middle. Scramble the league schedule at the order of the draft. This I will give credit to Blake. Blake said that he pointed out. He's like, I've been playing the same three guys first week and last week, so we'll scramble that up because 10 votes yes, 2 said no, and I don't really know who those two people are and why they voted no, what they thought would happen. And the final poll question was, keeping a free agent will count now as a 10th round pick. 10 people voted no. So that will remain a 15th round pick. So as you can see here, the voting went pretty maybe the way some of you wanted, some of you didn't. But PPR, the major one, PPR is half a point. That's the only thing that probably will affect anybody's keepers. Aside from that, it is kind of funny to see, again, 50-50 split on teams that don't make the playoffs paying for the champion. That right there can avoid any, you know, quote, tanking or any potential collusion or doing anything that the issues that we've seen over the past few years. And then also that if you eliminate the first two rounds from being traded, first two round draft picks can't be traded. So this, again, could eliminate all those questions people have when people are dropping. Let's just say you have like Aaron Rodgers down the stretch or Tom Brady down the stretch and your team's, you know, only has two wins. It's like, well, I'll just trade him for a first round pick for next year. You know, but right now that's what the league doesn't mind continuing to happen. And then also a punishment system. So right now what I think we do, if we freeze this whole thing in time, PPR is the most important. The other two controversial topics of tanking, all that stuff, has to be retabled. And I think this is one of the few things that we'll be doing coming up. Halfway point, we'll do another survey. We'll see what people feel, how they see things are going. Because I think everything is timing. So I think if we have a sample size of before the league survey, a midway point survey, and then a post-season survey, that can give us more of a sample size. And people's emotions change, and I understand that. And I think doing it this way at least gives everybody an opportunity to speak, you know, get their, you know, opinions heard in a way that isn't everyone yelling at each other and can somewhat be concisely, you know, or spoke profoundly, just like me here. And also, maybe I can bring some of the people on here that feel passionately about one way or the other about some of these things, and we can have that debate. Maybe there can be three of you here. We'll figure all that out as time goes on. And again, the other stuff that we talked about last week on the podcast, that we will be the draft is a little less than, what, like 10 days away. Money is due this coming Monday. I've seen Kevin been updating who's paid. I paid, Kev. You didn't post that. But Jimmy, I don't know what's going on with his financial situation. Maybe he's in dire straits now with a kid. But yeah, so everybody, just make sure you get your money in. Your keepers will be due on Monday. So for draft day, we will be doing the draft order, and then we also will be that week 7 when the schedule gets scrambled, and we'll try to do it live there. Anthony, I know he's figuring out the Wi-Fi, and I'll bring my computer there, and I can do everything. We will do the scramble, and week 7 will be that high stakes week, and then you guys can, you know, you'll have 6 weeks to figure that out. Also, Anthony and Marco, let's get team names as soon as possible for Jimmy and Pachi. I think that sums up everything on a quick little podcast here. So thank you guys for listening. Thanks for being a part of the league. Good times are ahead of us. Continued trash talk, continued fun. And if there's any other crap we need to get over, like I said, those were the results. Those are live results. I just analyzed them, just gave them to you raw. So we'll do it again about maybe like that week 7 mark when that can kind of be like a nice busy point in the middle. We'll do another survey and I can put out an email before that. Just what do you suggest? Or we can bring up some of these topics again, see if people feel differently at that point. Because maybe somebody's going into that week 0-6 and trades their three best players for first round picks because technically they can. Or, you know, whatever that situation may be. So this is where we can start to look at things differently as the season progresses. But thank you guys for listening. I'm out of here. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys real soon.